uuden musiikin iltavuoro. Venla Kokkonen.
Imagine Dragons Las Vegasista eilen veti siis, tai toi tuon Smoke and Mirrors -kiertueensa Suomen maan kamaralle ja esiintyi siis isolle yleisölle Hartwall Areenalla Helsingissä. Ja viime kerralla Imagine Dragons keikkaili Suomessa vuonna 2013, se oli Joensuun Ilosaari Rock silloin, ja bändille jäi vahvat mielikuvat siitä, että minkälaista Suomessa oli, vaikka eräs asia jäi yhtyettä harmittamaan.
You know, it's great to be here. It's totally different. Last time we were here, it was the middle of summer. It was daylight all day long. Everybody was getting naked and jumping in the saunas at the festival.
Not everyone, Ben.
Okay, only the guys were getting naked and jumping in the saunas at the festival.
No, the girls actually usually do it.
It would that at that point it was not only guys. Yeah.
We were told, oh no, that's a thing here.
Yeah.
That only guys do it.
So women do get nude.
Yes, we do.
What the hell were they doing when we were playing?
Yeah, the one we were at was definitely all dudes for sure.
Imagine Dragonsin laulaja Dan ja soittaja Daniel Ben ja Daniel harmittelivat, että kun he olivat viimeksi Suomessa esiintymässä Ilosaaressa 2013, että he näki vaan alastomia miehiä saunomassa ton keikan aikana. Että ilmeisesti kaikki tytöt, joita he olisivat paljon mieluummin katsellut, niin olivat sitten kuitenkin katsomassa vaatteet päällä bändin keikkaa. Kaikille saunomassa olleille kundeille ja kaikille muille faneille, jotka ei syystä tai toisesta päässyt katsoa tota Ilosaaren keikkaa, niin on kuitenkin luvassa aikamoinen yllätys maaliskuun toinen päivä. Imagine Dragons tuo vain ja ainoastaan sinä päivänä Torontossa tallennetun keikkansa kaikkien fanien katsottavaksi ympäri maailmaa kaikkiin eri elokuvateattereihin. Suomessakin elokuva nähdään Helsingissä, Oulussa, Tampereella ja Turussa. Mutta miksi juuri tämä kiertue oli niin erityinen, että Imagine Dragons halusi tehdä siitä elokuvateatterissa näytettävän konserttitaltioinen?
We're just so good live. We have to record it. You know what I mean? It's really narcissistic, yeah.
It's one of those things where we're like, no one's gonna believe us when we tell them we did this. We better record it from a lot of angles to be able to prove it.
Yeah, with this tour, we really, when we were putting everything together, we put together a show and a production that we really thought kind of created a world that the music could live in a little more than we did with Night Visions. We were really, really, really hands-on with creating the world of Smoke and Mirrors, and we wanted to capture that. And I don't think you can really see that as well on like a computer screen live streaming or whatever, you know, the way they've done some of the other concerts. Doing a big theater experience is going to be a little bit closer to the live concert.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, our shows, with all joking aside, like, our shows are actually really what we put everything into. Our shows are the reason we got into music, and our fans are incredible. They really bring a lot of energy to all the shows, and so it's an experience you can't really describe to people unless they attended the show. So we wanted to kind of try to capture that in a way and be able to show it. This album and particularly this time in our band, I think, has been a real kind of growing point for the band, and yeah, hopefully it's something we'll look back on in 20 years and be proud of.
Ja uuden musiikin iltavuorossa on siis haastattelussa parasta aikaa Imagine Dragons, jonka Anne tapasi ennen tuota yhtyeen keikkaa. Ja bändistä tosiaan siitä on kasvanut noin 5 vuodessa yksi maailman isoimmista rockbändeistä. Ja yhtyeellä on taskussaan jo 1 Grammy-palkinto, 2 menestysalbumia ja jättimäisiä loppumyytiä, keikkoja ja kiertueita. Ja vaikka nousukiito se on ollut hurjaa, niin yhtyeellä on myös toki ollut aallonpohjansa. Mikä oli se hetki Imagine Dragonsille, jolloin he olisi halunnut luovuttaa?
Probably when we were robbed. We very early on we played a tour where this was before we were signed. We were very small, and we at the end of the tour I think had made $1,000 total that we were going to split between the four of us. And that show, somebody broke into our van, robbed, took all our money, took all our clothes, and took our passports. And we were supposed to go to Norway for our first international gig the next week. And that was, I think, all of us kind of quit a little bit in that moment. But there's been other moments, like when you got electrocuted on stage, or you got your new amp and it blew up the first show, or Ben went to jail. That was probably a low point. Yeah, there's been a lot of low points, actually.
Yeah, everyone has a different low point.
Yeah, I think that our history has been just a series of terrible choices that somehow have ended up in some serendipitous, wondrous situation.
But how much is there like hard work and good luck in your story?
There's a lot. I mean, a lot of both. I think in order to make it as a band, you need a little bit of both. You know, you got to be working hard harder than every other band. You need, you know, we really took it. We would practice 9 hours a day when we started for a long time, and we were taking every gig that we could play, and a lot of them were terrible gigs, but you just do whatever you have to do. And then, you know, we're from Vegas, so we had a little Vegas luck on our side. And someone, like, I remember there was like a festival we played, and the lead act, the singer, got sick one day, and they asked us to fill in, so we got to play in front of 20,000 people. That helped, so that was a lucky moment. But yeah, it's a little bit of both, yeah.
Imagine Dragonsin aallonpohja, kuten he äsken tuossa Annelle kertoi, oli muun muassa se, kun heiltä ryöstettiin rahat, passit ja vaatteet erään keikan jälkeen vuosia sitten, kun yhtye toimi vielä omakustannen pohjalta. Mutta nykyään bändi on kuitenkin kaikkien vastoinkäymistenkin takia ja siis niistä huolimatta samaan aikaan niin todella menestynyt. Ja suosion syy johtuu osittain kovasta työstä ja osittain bändin kotikaupungista Las Vegasista huokuvasta hyvästä tuurista. Imagine Dragons on bändinä tunnettu myös hyväntekeväisyyskampanjoista ja bändi on ollut mukana taistelemassa syöpää ja väkivaltaa vastaan. He on esiintynyt Amnestyn konsertissa ihmisoikeuksien puolesta ja he tukivat myös Pariisin terrori-iskujen uhria hyväntekeväisyysbiisillä. Ja yhtye on ottanut kantaa myös pakolaiskriisiin, joka maailmassa vallitsee tällä hetkellä I Was Me-kappaleella. Miksi juuri pakolaiskriisi kosketti laulaja Dan Reynoldsia niin syvästi, että hän halusi tehdä kappaleen tukeakseen pakolaisia?
I mean, I think it's, you know, one of the biggest tragedies within the last decade. There's over 10 million people displaced. Over half of them are children. You know, it's something you can't ignore, and it's not going to go away. And more people need to stand up and talk about it. I think that's the first step, is just raising enough awareness that people act. And so, yeah, we wanted to do something, and an opportunity came together where we could put up a song, and all the proceeds went towards it. And it's just a small thing, but hopefully we'll be able to continue to do things like that. And I don't think it's like a pat on our back thing. If you're a band and you're at this point where you're playing internationally, I think you have an obligation, I think, to be involved with the world. And if you don't do that, I think that's a real loss, both for yourselves and the position that you've been put in. Like I said, we've been really fortunate and lucky, and it's the least we could do to give back.
Uuden musiikin iltavuoro.
Yle X.